Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Mostly Peaceful Latinas. I'm your host, Bella.
And I'm Linda.
Before we get started, can you guys hear us? Are we all good on sound? Can you guys let us know in the chat? Say hello.
I think it's a little dark though.
Took us a little long to come on today. We are having a little bit of technical difficulties with the sound, but we're here now. Can you guys let us know in the chat if you can hear us?
Yeah. They said yes.
All right, perfect. All right, guys. So before we get started, please help us out, especially since we got a little bit of a late start. Like this video, share if you can. And if you haven't subscribed, then what are you even doing? Subscribe to our channel. But when you like and you interact in the chat, guys, you help us get on the algorithm so that other people can find our video, which actually helps us a lot, given that Antifa attacked our page on Instagram.
Yes.
And we can get news out.
We are still fighting to get our comeback from Facebook, and hopefully we will be able to have that back sooner than later, in the meantime, you guys know where to find us on Twitter. Also on my personal page, Wake Up With Linda. Bella is on Truth Social.
Truth Social, tearing it up at Red Pill Babe.
Good evening and happy Thursday to everybody that's coming on right now. And of course, we would like to thank our sponsor, Sentry H2O. Sentry is a water filtration system under the sink that you can get for less than $300. Today, actually, news came out. I posted on my Instagram story about toxins. They're called forever chemicals or something like that, that are in tap water. Basically, things that you'll never get rid of ever from your system. And I posted that. With our code MPL10, you can get a small percentage off and get rid of those horrible toxins.
It really is a great product.
It's a great product.
It makes it so easy to sell. Yeah. If you guys have ever done research on a water filtration system, you know that they are expensive, they're bulky, they are complicated, and the benefits are great. So clearly we're all looking into investing into one. And then Sentry H2O knocked on our doors and said they were interested in working with us. And turns out that it's the opposite of bulky. It fits under the sink, very small unit. And compared to these other units that are going for thousands of dollars at under $300, plus a small discount with our MPL10 code, it's a hell of a bargain and a hell of a steal. Aside from the water developments, what are we going to be talking about today? I know why you're here. You know why you're here. You want to hear us talk about the lizard people. Per usual, we are not funded by lizard people. No Illuminati either. It's just us. So we're going to be talking about lizard people on planes. We're going to be discussing the Keke Palmer shenanigans, which if you guys are unaware, Keke Palmer was recently at an Usher concert and they had a little moment where he like sang for her. It wasn't anything sexual but Keke Palmer's baby daddy went on the internet and said, you better quit that. And we've got opinions about that. What else do we got today?
We have a few controversies from our favorite YouTuber, Pearl.
Our favorite uncooked shrimp.
Pearl Davis, who has a lot of controversial opinions. Some of them may be true. Some of them may not be true. But the funny thing is, we'll get into why she gets away with bullying women. But more attractive women are not allowed to say anything back because then you become unmarried. What was the other thing? Childless, high body count, and all the other insults that are being thrown at women who disagree with Pearl, including mothers, including traditional conservative women who are married and have children.
She's really declared war.
That he's really declared war because she's the most conservative person ever. So we'll talk a little bit about that. We're also going to talk about a controversy going on within our own movement, Caitlyn Jenner versus Gays Against Groomers, and Ron DeSantis. A lot has happened in the past few days, especially with the gays,
with
MAGA gays against DeSantis gays, and Governor DeSantis had a very controversial video from his war room last week. So let's get started. And also, Adam, thank you so much for your contribution. You're always here. You're always supporting us. You know that we're not sponsored by Illuminati, no lizard people. And this helps us pay for a studio and be able to grow. Hopefully, we'll have our own studio soon and be able to make more content. But with that being said, oh, and by the way, something hilarious. John Cardillo on Bumble. Yeah. there was a profile of John Cardillo that was found on Bumble, and now he's saying it's like photoshopped. Yeah, he's blaming Alex Bershowitz for it and saying that it's Photoshop. I don't think it's Photoshop. I think he got caught with a Bumble profile. But let's get started. What's our first thing? What do we have on the agenda?
Our first thing is we're going to discuss the lizard people. All right. So
you guys know, by the way, that I'm usually like against all these conspiracies, against like the lizard people. Like, I've never been one, like when they were attacking the royals and stuff like that, I'm like, okay, you guys are dumb. But I'm starting to get convinced. I'm starting to believe in the shape-shifting reptilians.
So, you know? I had seen this video, which is currently going viral on TikTok and all the other platforms. It's got millions of views, and it's a video. We're going to play the video for you, but it's a video basically of a woman saying that she was sitting next to something that wasn't real. Anyways, the point of the story is that I saw the video and I didn't think twice about it. And then Linda calls me and she's like, have you seen the reptilian video? And I'm like, what? No, what video? And he's like, this lady on a plane, and she gets off. I'm like, I did see that video, but I was so shocked that Linda would be the one to call me out of all people and be like, did you see the lizard person video? I had no idea. But let's actually go ahead and play this video for you, and then let's discuss some commentary on what you guys think this woman is seeing, what's actually going on here. All right, let me go and add to stream. Here we go.
I'm telling you, I'm getting the off, and there's a reason why I'm getting the off, and everyone can either believe it or they cannot believe it. I don't give two f's, but I am telling you right now, that mother back there is not real. And you can sit on this plane and you can die with them or not. I'm not going to.
I love the timeline so much.
So this video is going viral on Twitter and on social media and on TikTok and pretty much everywhere, where this girl had a freak out before the plane took off and she wanted to get out of there, and nobody knows exactly why. So the rumor started that it was a shapeshifter or lizard person, and I was like, why were people saying that? Because she didn't really specify. All she said was like, that person's not real, so she must have seen something. Well, yesterday another passenger had like a 3-minute TikTok where he was like, I was like sitting like 3 rows in front of her, and she started like freaking out, and then people started noticing. So I started kind of paying attention. And the guy says that nobody heard the guy in the hoodie. There was a guy in the hoodie who's, I guess, the person that she was like scared of. That was
sitting next to her.
And like nobody really saw him, and nobody ever heard him speak. And when the flight attendant got there to see what the commotion, what everything was about, he literally didn't talk. It's just like he just made a gesture like, I don't know what the hell is going on. So then
The lady leaves the plane,
and the guy says that when she leaves the plane, he makes eye contact with the guy in the sweater, and he blinks, like he like winks at him, but he didn't wink like a normal human. It was like a lizard type of wink. And so he's like, that's all I know. There's no proof whether it's true or not, but that's where the rumor started. So Twitter, crazy Twitter, it's basically saying, right, there's like a tweet that I sent you guys on that chat where people are like, as we ascend more, like the new age of Aquarius, you're going to start seeing more lizard people and more weird people pop up. I don't know what the hell that means, but that's pretty much what's going on.
I have to laugh. I've had this conversation before, and then Antifa loves to use it and be like, oh my gosh, she believes in lizard people. No, but you know what I do? I am a person of faith, and I do believe that, you know, there's people that carry dark energies around with them, dark entities, whatever it may be, spirits, ghosts, lizard people. I don't know what it is that you want to call it, but I do also believe that there are some people that are a lot more gifted and sensitive to being able to perceive and pick up energy. And that ability of being able to pick up that kind of energy can distort an experience that you're having. So while maybe everybody else around you thinks that they're looking at somebody normal, if you're tapped in to just a sensitivity, I guess, that you will towards being able to tell when like this isn't safe, this doesn't feel good. Like,
what the hell's going on?
Right. That kind of energy.
Yeah.
Then I can totally see how you, even if it's not necessarily physically happening, even though this guy says that it is, because he's not the guy playing type is, how you can still perceive it that way.
I've honestly had, I've had weird things happen to me before, which we could potentially be some of them paranormal a little bit, but I've had strange, I've seen some shit. Let's just put it that way. Like I've seen some shit and not drunk, not on hallucinogens, not high, not on any mind altering substances at all. Especially when it comes to energy, because I can sense energy and I can sense things. And so there's been times where I have to leave a place. Mm-hmm. There's been times, and I don't make a scene. I'm not like screaming at like, you know, at people, not that she's wrong or right, but there has been times when I'm like, I need to get the F out of this place. Like this is like dark. This is demonic. This is just not settling well with my spirit. It actually happened to me a few years ago. I think it was at a place called The Wharf. That must have been like the last time that I went there. And I was like, it was just a lot of like, it's almost like I was tapping into people's like heads and voices. And like, I felt so crazy and I was sober. Like I remember this was in a January. It was like doing the whole month of January sober. So everyone is drunk around me except me. Like I had not had a single drop of alcohol and it was so weird.
Yeah.
Like how I could see people just getting drunker and things were getting darker. And I was just like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
I gotta get the F out of here. And I did. So I'm not, I don't know what she saw. I don't know what she felt, but I'm not.
Remember I told you last year I had a similar experience when I had a client visiting in Miami and he wanted to go out and do all the things and go to Komodo. And then he's like, let's go to 11.
Oh my God. Yes. I'm
like, not my vibe, not my thing, but it's a client. So what are you going to do? You got to go out there and do what the client wants for a little while. So I got out, I went to 11 and I was there for probably about 30 minutes. Again, not my vibe. I wasn't drinking. I was just going por el compromiso. Mm-hmm. And I remember I got out and I got in the Uber and I was in tears. And then the next day I spent the entire day in bed crying. Mm-hmm. And I remember even telling you, like, I can't explain it, but it felt to me like there were like dark energies there waiting for people to like lower where it is that they were at vibrational to almost like consume them. Mm-hmm. Like when you are drunk or when you're high on drugs, like all of that makes you more susceptible to like la oscuridad, to dark energies,
to
entities, whatever. I know that some people, that this is a little frou-frou for people and they don't always believe that, but I do. And there was being at 11 and seeing like, because, you know, they got strippers there. And then there's like the
drunk
the
people, drunk men, alcohol, like, drugs
all over the girls. Ugh. And then I remember there was like this one. It was just such a weird situation. But my body energetically felt what you were just saying, which is like I felt the emptiness of the people in that room. And I felt the dark entities feeding off of that emptiness of people.
Yeah. Yeah, Fresh and Fit tells you about evilness, but they're actually the evilness.
They are the evilness.
That's one reason. They've never invited me to the podcast, but my friend invited me to go as one of the guests. This was back in like March. And I don't necessarily would like to be around that many degenerate women. And I'm not talking about the men, but necessarily all the women that usually go are very promiscuous. They're OnlyFans. If you do OnlyFans, no offense. But I don't want to be around
it's a lower vibrational
that
lifestyle.
Vibrational lifestyle. It's the reason why I don't go clubbing. I barely ever go to bars unless it's like a friend's birthday or family members. I really stick to just spending time with my loved ones, going to the gym, working out outside, and go to the beach.
Yep.
Like I like light and trying to be as clean as possible.
Yeah, like a lot of like day activities.
Yeah.
Like we've all of the times that we've been friends, I think that maybe we've never even like really gone drinking. Like,
no, we went one time we ended to up Mint, in a- and that was because it was my follower, my one of my followers, yeah. and they invited us to dinner.
Well, we didn't even drink that day.
No,
we just only went to time dinner. We got drunk, I think, yeah. was Cinco de Mayo. Like, was it Cinco de Mayo? No, it was during the holidays in December that we ended up at what's this bar in the beach?
Yes, that's we're not. Oh, and then we have sangria, the Spanish
that doesn't
place.
Count. Yeah, we have sometimes sangria. We'll have sangria yeah. at the start, and sometimes, really for no reason at all, we'll have a shot
with Linda's.
Yeah. But we're not like party yeah. people by any means. But I have a lot to do with the fact that, like, growing up in Miami, like, we already kind of like been yeah. there, done that. So you actually check that off your list and move on to something else.
What do you guys think? Tell us in the chat. What do you think that she saw? Do you think that she was just like somebody else said that she was drunk, that they had seen her drinking with people before?
She didn't really look drunk. Actually, she didn't really look drunk though, right? So what do you guys think? Tell us in the chat. Do you think that she saw lizard people? Do you believe in lizard people? Do you not believe in lizard people, but think that maybe you believe in like dark entities, like demons or something like that? What could have caused this woman to turn around and say, he's not real, and then have a secondary person said, I saw him blink like this and not like this? Yeah. What do you guys make of that? I thought she was intoxicated. Yeah, I mean, I guess that, you know, she could have been, but she also looks very well put together and she's not slurring. Yeah. And she really, I heard she tried to get back on the plane when
they did
afterwards. Yeah, like that she had tried getting back on the plane. Actually, I have another video here of another angle. Let me know what it is that you guys see. Okay. So we've got this other video and then you guys let me know what it is that you see.
What was the other video?
Is the sound playing on this? There's no sound on this. Oh, it was us. All right, well,
forget it.
All right, so much for that. Anyways, I'll fast forward. I was just playing a joke, but that's not gonna work. The sound isn't working. All right, guys. So I think there are demons out there, so it's possible that it's what she saw. And then we also talk about the idea where it's like this magical great awakening that's going on right now. Yeah. You see a lot more people seeing things like synchronicities that like come up and yeah. like kind of like tapping into that. And you wonder how it is that all that is relative. There's a book called The Celestine Prophecies. And that entire book is basically the entire story revolves around how there is this like spiritual awakening that's taken place, but a group of elites, particularly groups of elites like within the actual churches, are trying to stop that from happening. But so they've gotten rid of all of the texts and things that would have exposed that information to the average person. But because they've tried to hide all of this, there is a celestial type of effort that takes place to spiritually wake people up through these synchronicities, through these mm-hmm. like energetic bursts of, you know, I saw something or I felt something. Anyways, I don't know how everybody feels about that, but it's definitely.
Yeah. So guys,
somebody said, did you post about her purse? She's not crazy. Gabby, tell us more about
Just basically saying that she had like an expensive purse, that she was like well put together, that, you know, she didn't look like a crazy person that or with a manic episode or anything like that. So that's why she was saying like her face, her outfit, like everything was like well put together. But
we got a couple of contributions. Let's read through those very quick before we move on to our next topic. Our girl Emery on the chat saying, y'all are correct about lower vibrational lifestyles. She definitely saw something. You could visibly see it in her eyes and facial mm-hmm. expressions. And then we've got Cody with a donation of $10 coming through, letting us know them people on the plane are so done. Like if it were a lizard people, if there was a lizard person, like why is she targeting one random woman? What's the point? What is their motive? Sounds lame to me. Oh. It could be. It could have just been her being fucking crazy and that poor guy is just out there being confused for a lizard yeah. person now.
But you know, it recently happened too on a plane. I think it was in the UK. A guy had a freak out. He was like trying to like leave through like the door, the emergency door too.
Like an anxiety attack.
And then his whole thing was over like a person. Then he was like so bothered by the person sitting next to him.
I mean, it
was
like midair. Too. And it's like, have you ever had somebody have a panic attack in a plane that you're on, like on a long flight?
No.
I've seen people have panic attacks and they kind of lose their shit, but I'm not quite sure what that was. Point of the matter is that they had to deplane the whole thing. There was like a 4-hour delayed flight.
Because of her?
Because of her. Because she saw a lizard person. But hey, she's like, I don't want to die.
I saw some of the comments. It was this person in the comments. And she was like, oh, thank God she got out. Like, I had to do that for 5 hours when I saw a lizard person. Yeah, it was like, thank God she got out. Because it could have been worse. It could have been when I was stuck for 5 hours.
And then we have our boy David Byrd coming through saying, I hope all Florida parents, oh, this is so sweet. I hope all Florida parents appreciate the personal sacrifice behind your activism that's benefited our children, especially since neither of you have kids your own yet, and both have more to lose than most. Thank you again. P.S. Red pill is low vibrational because it's mostly Coomers.
Oh, yes. It's actually all true. Coomers.
David never speaks untruth. Yep. David never speaks untruth. He's got the greatest story with his wife. He got to marry the hot virgin that he's still with his whole life, have built a beautiful life together. And he contradicts everything that the red pill says about what brings men fulfillment or happiness. And we are so happy to have him as a part of our little MPL family. But more importantly, that we've earned your respect and your trust, because that matters. All right. So speaking of the red pill, I'm shocked that I haven't seen more of the red pill people talking about this. Because this is such a conversation that's in their scope, right? Yeah. So over the weekend, actress, singer, model Keke Palmer went to the Usher concert in Vegas. And Usher immediately recognized her. And I want to play the video for you guys.
And started giving her like a special.
There goes my, there she go. If you don't know, it feels to call you my girl. There goes my baby.
Keke Palmer having the time of her life at the Usher concert when he spots her. I can get it a little bit higher. Yeah. So that's Keke Palmer at the Usher concert. Usher recognized her. He's like, you didn't think you were going to get away from me, girl. He goes up to her. They start dancing. Kiki's dressed in a sexy little dress that's revealing a whole lot. And then the following happened. Let me pull up said tweet. Very important.
We should have posted her what she was actually wearing, because she was wearing a mesh see-through dress with a thong under, so you could see her entire ass was on display.
On display for everyone to see, including Usher. So, Keke Palmer's baby daddy takes to Twitter and said, it's the outfit, though, you a mom.
And this is where the controversy started.
Immediately, the comments are bombarded with women and some men telling him, you're just a hater. She looks good. You're just being jealous. You're just mad because she has more money than you do and she pays the bills. You're just being a loser. I saw some people bring up this image of him posted where they're like, well, you take pictures in your underwear, so where do you get off talking? Yada, yada, yada. Anyways, this guy actually got tore apart on the internet, so much so that I hear that he's recently deleted his Twitter. Yeah. But before he deleted his Twitter, he put out this message, and this is really what we want to talk about. He says, we live in a generation where a man of the family doesn't want the wife and mother of his kids to showcase booty cheeks to please others, and he gets told how much of a hater he is. This is my family and my representation. I have standards and morals to what I believe. I rest my case. What are your thoughts? So, are you conflicted? Because you were very conflicted with the story at first.
I was conflicted until you made the point. So at first I was like, okay, her outfit is definitely way too revealing. If she's a mom, obviously if you have a baby daddy and or husband and or boyfriend. But here's the other part too. Like, that is not even her husband, right? And then we can get into that conversation too. That's her man, baby daddy, whatever it may be. So my first thing, it's like, okay, why would he have to do this in public, like embarrass her in public, as opposed to just like bringing it up to her attention or whatever it may be? So I thought his way of thinking is correct in the way that the outfit was trashy and mm-hmm. she should have been called out. But I didn't actually think that he should have put it online, because he is embarrassing himself at the same time.
He is.
When you think about it, right? It's like, where were you? Why did you even let her go out alone. Of the house like
right.
that?
Right.
Like, I remember one time, and this was years ago, my ex-boyfriend and I was going to, we were going to go to my music conference, like pool party. Mm-hmm. And my bathing suit was like way too small, like way too small, like for real, way too small. And he like told me, he's like, you know, change your bottom. Like it's like, you're like uncomfortable. And I was like, okay. And I went and I changed it. So where was he in this entire, like, where was he? Why was he not home? Or, oh, maybe they just went to Vegas. Maybe it was a girl's trip.
I don't know.
Trip.
I think she was like on a girl's trip, like in right. Vegas or whatnot. But here was the point that I made to Linda earlier.
Yeah.
Which is, she publicly embarrassed him. She wore that out. She like Usher grind up on her. So I can understand why the reaction was a public one.
Yeah.
Because he addressed it publicly because he was embarrassed publicly. And it's like, yeah, like now he has to deal with people calling him a hater, right. but he was still going to have to deal with people calling him a simp, a cuck, whatever it was that they were going to call him for allowing that to take place. So here's my view. Shocking to all of the Red Pill bros that might call us feminists, we're actually not. And we actually, at least I've definitely made the comment several times where I think that one of the advantages of the Red Pill is that it does apply a certain pressure to women to be modest, to be pure to some degree. I think that a lot of the stuff about like, what's your body count is fucking corny because you're never going to know anyways. And I've known girls with no body counts that are big assholes
yeah.
compared to girls that maybe have 8-9 bodies that are not, have just been in monogamous relationships that haven't worked out.
Right.
So body count is irrelevant. But I do think that women should be modest and should want to conserve their purity, particularly if you're in a marriage. You want to be able to conserve some things that are just for your husband because you don't want to make your husband look ridiculous.
Right.
You don't want to be out there and be like, oh, and she's married and that's how she acts or whatever it is. So to me, the argument that he's making where he's like, I'm a man and my wife and my child, they're a representation of who it is that I am. So I don't want to give the public the idea that I'm the kind of man that is okay with my wife going out dressed like that. And it's not what she's dressed at. Is it, what kind of attention does that bring? I'll be honest with you. I've always thought that Keke Palmer is super cool.
I didn't know who she was.
Classy. She's super funny. And she's always maintained to some degree, like some level of like, this looked very trashy. And not only yeah. did it look trashy, it looked real cringe because she's older now. Like, ella no es, ya no tiene, ya no jovencita.
Mm-hmm.
So then there's like, I don't know. I guess that like, to me, it's like, you are married, you are a yeah. mom. And while I don't think that there's you shouldn't be dressed sexy or whatnot, I think that there does have to be a certain conscious level of like not embarrassing the man that you're with. Like an example is a couple of weeks ago, Aisha Curry was mm-hmm. going viral because she was on The View and like some like stripper guy came out and she like made pretend that she was taking off her ring and she completely destroyed
yeah.
on the internet for it. And I thought like, oh, that's a bit much because, you right. know, she's clearly just being funny in the sense right. where she's acknowledging that the guy is attractive. And then when the guy gets close to her, she's even like, no, thank you, whatever. She doesn't really do anything. But in a case like this, you know, she played along with the Usher thing.
Right.
And then I wonder, one of the arguments that was being made on the internet that I saw kept coming up is like, well, she's the breadwinner. So he needs to just take that.
Right.
Like, that's what you get when you're the breadwinner. Yeah. So I guess that
I think she went to her Instagram also to say, I wish I would have taken more pictures.
She did. She went on her Instagram outfit. And posted.
She looked good. I mean, she looked hot. If you like, you know, sexy right. hot. But I definitely think it's inappropriate. I you know,
it's haram.
It's definitely inappropriate. Kiki has a child star syndrome. They all lose it after too much time in Hollywood. I didn't even know who she was, guys. I had no idea. Bella had to tell me, and then I went to see the controversy. It was all over Twitter.
I'm like, I haven't heard. We need to talk about this on the show.
It got so bad that her baby daddy actually deactivated his Twitter because he was being dragged by everybody, men, women. There were a lot of people that were on his side, but... I guess he got so much drag so much that he ended up deactivating his Twitter.
I just think that there was definitely a emasculating that had happened of him there, like publicly, like having to watch his girlfriend, you know, grinding up on Usher of all people, and then she's wearing this very provocative fit, and then she's also, her response is like, I don't give a fuck that it hurt your feelings. So I can see how, as a man, especially on the fact that whether or not we want to admit it, the Red Pill talks a lot about hypergamy, right? About how women date up, women date up. But you know what the Red Pill doesn't talk about? Men date down. Men will financially date down to feel more secure about themselves. Right. A man will, that's why they say it all the time. Like, oh, a man doesn't care about your money, because why is it? The truth is that a lot of men lack the confidence to be with a woman that makes more money than them. Why? Because a man defines his worthiness. Like, women define their worthiness by how it is that they look and how they present. Right. Men define their worthiness by what it is that they can bring to the table in finances. And there's not a whole lot of men that can deal with having a relationship where the woman that they're with makes more money than them, because it makes them feel insecure about their own worthiness.
It's funny that you bring this up, because a lot of people are always asking me about like my personal life. Like, I don't talk about my dating life, my family, nothing, because the internet is just the internet, and I just rather not. But it's actually one of the reasons why I didn't get married to my college boyfriend, right? Some people are like, well, you know, you could have married. I've had this conversation. You could have just married your college boyfriend, and they're like, you know, who cares if he cheated on you, whatever, this whole thing. But like, and this is no shade to him and his wife at all, but like, he married up. Like, his wife is Barbara the Builder, you know? Not now, I'm sure they're equally yoked now, but she was the breadwinner. And I saw that situation, and I was like, well, before they got to, but like, I saw how I was potentially going to be the one that was going to be like the breadwinner or the one with more drive and I was like, why would I do that to myself?
Did you initiate the breakup at that point?
Yeah.
You initiated the
we were done. Like, I had already been exposed to like men that were a little bit older than me and more, what do you call it? More successful, where I was like, why would I stay with my college boyfriend who's not like,
doesn't have a
driver. There's
no driver ambition.
Yeah.
Someone said women usually can't deal with making more money than their man. And I'm gonna agree with you. I've been in situations. So I was in a situation where I was in a long-term relationship. Mm-hmm. The guy and I women had kind of usually can't deal with in the same place. More
money. What does that mean?
We kind of went. I think he says that they can deal. I think I know where the angle is. Now, we had both we both worked at the same place, and we had both kind of started climbing the ladder, but I started becoming more successful and I had gotten promoted almost like immediately. And I'm very humble. So like, climbing the corporate ladder was just like, oh my God, like, I'm just like so grateful. Like, it was never like I'm a boss bitch or whatever. But immediately after, on me, and I know that it was very tied to the fact that he saw my own success and he had to prove his worth to something else. Now, that was not my personal case, but to the point that, and you correct me if I'm wrong here, Kenneth, but I think that part of the point that he's making is that women will make more money than a man and then feel like that means that they can take the male position in a relationship.
Well, they do.
Like, they can take that masculine role.
They do. And that's the problem.
That never works. We had Mabel here as a guest recently, and she makes significantly more money than her boyfriend. But one of the things is that he has a very leader. He's allowed to be the masculine leader of their household, which is why it works. Very often you're going to have women that unfortunately they do get the success and this power and blah, 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 blah. But then that puts them, what we've talked about before, puts them in a masculine energy, which then demasculates the man that she's with.
Right. Stacey just popped in. Let me first read Emery. And she says, I was raised by a boomer parents. As a teenager, I thought their modest beliefs about wardrobes was lame. Now I'm forever grateful because I know my worth.
Man, there definitely has. There was a lot of things. Like, I grew up, maybe not so much with the way that I dressed all the time, because, you know, like Latina things.
Yeah.
But I remember I was watching something. A video came up on YouTube the other day, and it reminded me of my mom. When I was really, 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 really young, there was like a guy that liked me. And then he was kind of like my little boyfriend. And then his friend wanted to come hang out with me. And I told my mom, oh, so-and-so is coming over. And my mom's like, hell he is. He's not coming over. Right. And I was like, why? And it's like, because you're the little girlfriend of his friend. So why would you allow him to come over? And in my head, I was like, because I didn't think anything of it. But it's like that kind of from a very young age, like instilled where it's like, no, like you can't be a little hoe. Like you need to have some degree of modesty. Yeah. Like you don't want to be with two little boys at the same time. Yeah. You don't want to do that. You don't want to be that person. So it does have a lot to do with parenting. What's kind of your take on that?
Honestly, when it comes to like women being the breadwinners, I don't think it works at all. I think that even the Mabel situation, like we don't know the in and outs of their relationship, so it's kind of hard to say. And when it comes to like, you know, most Latino parents are modest. Like it is just crazy. It's weird because in my home city, there is a lot of women like showing off their boobs and like showing off the things, but it's like the men like that. So it's difficult to say that it's always perceived as like slutty or the women devaluing themselves. And it, cause it depends on the man, right? There's men that like their women to
be sexy,
hotter and sexier and wear a smaller bikini. Whereas there's men that don't like that at all. And they're going to tell you to cover up, right? Or they're not going to date that girl. They're going to date the more modest girl. So I obviously agree with, you know, especially dressing your age and being appropriate, right? There's things that I necessarily wouldn't wear that I wore when I was like in college. Why would I do that? But there is, whether we want to admit it or not, because I know we do have people that will, they're very modest and conservative. There are men out there who like their women to be showing off their goods.
I think, so for example, this Keke Palmer situation, a couple of weeks prior to that, he had actually posted a video of Keke in this like leopard one piece and she's twerking and he has her camera in front of her ass as she's twerking. And he posted this on his page.
Yeah.
So and I wonder if it had more to do with the fact that it's like Usher, this like sex throb, serenading his girl versus the fact like how much of it was actually that she looked good and she was dressed provocatively and how much was it that he wasn't there through
to not drag this longer. You know who else is an example? Who else is who's a man who likes his woman and show off? Ice Cube and Coco. Ice T and Coco.
I love them.
Coco just posted a very revealing pictures on 4th of July on Instagram and on Twitter, and she like you can literally see her like vagina lips. Like I'm sorry to be explicit, but you can literally see her vagina lips. Obviously she has an ass picture. She looks great, whether it's fake or real. She still looks really good. And there were so many people that came to her comments and they were like, you're a mother. Like, how dare you do this? Like, you know, like cover up. Like there's so many haters that were telling her like, you know, cover up. And then Ice-T came to say, why do you guys follow her? Why do you guys follow her?
He
was like, if you're just going to shit on her on Coco, why do you follow her? Like, stop following her. I don't care if she is showing off her ass or her tits. Like, I like her that way. So if you actually go on Instagram and see, you're going to see Ice Cube coming for the haters. So they've been married for a while and that's just, that works for them. You know,
it does work for them. And he loves showing her
off. Definitely not me. Like, I've never posed with a G-string like that. And I probably won't ever if I didn't do it when I was like, you know, I'm not going to do it now. Like, hey, but it works for them. And he came in and for his girl. So, you know,
gotta love it. Yeah. Gotta love it. Let's go on. Let's talk. Usher is not a heartthrob. He's a girl scream. I agree. I don't know.
This is so funny. This is so funny. This guy is so pressed. He's like, how do you feel? You left a good man. I didn't leave a good man. I was in college. My man wasn't a good man. He was a cheater. First of all, I'm the reason he finished college. So when he finished college, when I was in another country, we have been broken up. He literally thanked me because I was the reason that he finished college. Because when I met him, he was a fucking loser who lived in a fraternity house and wasn't even going to college. He was just literally working at a restaurant. Let's start with that. Second of all, he's not successful on his own merits. He literally is successful because his wife is an accountant. So it's really her who has been taking care of him from day one. I don't feel any different. I'm glad I didn't end up with him and I wish him well. Like, broke men are so pressed in the comments. Like, they're so mad that women want to marry up or date up. I'm sorry. You don't have the choice. You don't have the choice. I have the choice. Period.
They resent hypergamy, but here's the thing: women date up. Okay, aunt.
Okay, aunt.
Like you guys say it all the time. You don't care if we make money. Yes, you don't care if we're educated. That's not what we bring to the table. Correct, because it's what you bring to the table. Why? Because if we were cavemen looking for survival, I'm going to find the strongest, most suitable, most amazing hunter-gatherer out there. And that's the man that I'm going to make my husband. I want to talk about hypergamy a second.
Literally,
actually,
I've been out of college for I don't know how many years. This guy's like, how do you feel? Like, literally, I don't feel like
literally
anything.
Nobody
I'm glad I dated way more successful men past that. My life became exponentially better by leaving that guy. Thank God.
Here's what they don't talk about hypergamy. A lot of broke men, because it's always the broke
It's always broke men are ugly.
Hypergamy.
Literally.
To money. Hypergamy, and I want to bring it up because I have this comment almost every single day on the YouTube comment section of our community area. The definition of hypergamy is the action of marrying or forming a sexual relationship with a person of superior sociological or educational background. Sure, some could say that if you're more educated, that maybe that correlates to money, but it doesn't always correlate to money. Yeah. I am hypergamous. My husband is definitely the catch in our marriage. He's amazing, but not because he makes more money than me. No, that's not it. It's because he is a hunter-gatherer. It's because when my husband goes out fishing with his buddies, he's the guy that catches the biggest fish. It's because when somebody needs something fixed in their house, my husband is the guy that they called. When somebody needs an oil change, my husband is the guy that's under the car doing that. That is hypergamous. That is a guy that is respected by society and doesn't have anything to do with money, which is a mistake that a lot of the red pill people make. Women do want to date up. Why? Because we are the weaker sex and we want to feel protected. If we were living in the caveman ages, once again, I would want the guy that's going to catch me the biggest tiger. That would too be hypergamous. And if there was a red pill podcast then, you'd call those women gold diggers too. It's unfortunate. It's the reality of it. You guys, the red
pill. Isn't there a reality that they only want to date younger, more fertile women? But
that we don't have jobs, that don't have work experience.
You need to be between the ages of 18 to 25. After that, you hit the wall. You need to be fertile. What else? You can't have a job because you need to be a bimbo that has no career aspirations.
Right.
Obviously, a virgin as well. So there are facts that you guys want. Well, there's facts for men as well. Does that make sense?
Right. So then that's the thing that they love the double standard and they talk about it all the time. So all of these OnlyFans hoes will go on Fresh and Fit and they'll be like, well, why can I sleep with, how come you can sleep with a lot of women and you're not a hoe? But if I do, I'm a hoe. And they're like, oh, well, you know, a lock can only be open with one key, but a key that opens up a lot of locks is whatever. It's a double standard that exists. I don't disagree with it. Absolutely. A man can sleep with 100 women and he doesn't lose any value. A woman sleeps with too many men and absolutely she will lose some value. I don't disagree. With that. That's a reality that exists in the existence of humanity that can be seen across the animal kingdom. One disadvantage that you have is that while you can sleep with many women, you can't afford to just be a loser. You need to be able to provide something for a woman to be interested in you. See, penguins, when they're attracted in a lady penguin, they find the shiniest pebble on the beach that they can find and they give it to her as a gift. That happens in the animal kingdom. Yeah. The, what do you call the peacocks are 100 times better looking than the female. They burst out their feathers and they do a little dance for their counterpart in order to impress them. Animals like lions and gorillas will fight to the death with another gorilla to get a woman's attention because it's a competition. Why? Because the woman needs to know, who am I safest mating with? Who am I safest procreating with? Yeah. And that's why women are hypergamous. It's not about money. It's about safety. So to all of you that are like, oh, you guys are all gold diggers, that's why hypergamy, you're an idiot that's never read the definition of hypergamy. Hypergamy is about creating a social safety, somebody that's hired to you because women are seeking safety. It's not about money. The money can also mean safety. But really what it is a woman chasing safety.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of contributions in the chat. Let's address that. Our girl Stacy coming in. Hi, ladies. I had to stop by and show my support. I'll catch the show tomorrow. I'm in California with the family and I can't hear anything over these crazy Mexicans. Always know the show will be fire. Thank you, Stacy, for making the time to come on. We love you so much. We're so grateful for our followers. Like, we have podcasts that are probably like five times our size that don't get the support that we get from you guys. And we're so aware of that and so grateful for that. Because like Linda mentioned earlier, this studio doesn't pay for itself.
Yeah.
So your help is appreciated. Let's scroll down. Cody says, what are your opinions on women who want to be childless? Do you think bearing children is a life purpose for women? P.S. I love your show.
I don't think that bearing children is the only life purpose for women. And I think that that's what the trad cons and the red pill has literally just put that, like, that's they've reduced women to just procreation. That's it.
And
that's
all they've done. That doesn't matter either.
And here's the reality. There are going to be women who cannot have children. My cousin, actually, she had a miracle baby. My cousin, when she was 15 years old, was told that she would never bear children because she was born with, like, her uterus, I think, was never able to grow to the size. Like, it wasn't growing like how you were supposed to grow at, like, right, 15. So at that age, they told her, like, I'm sorry, but you'll never be able to bear children. So my cousin went through her entire life just basically like, this is it. I have to accept that for the rest of my life, I got to marry someone who's want to adopt children or has children that I can adopt, right? So is that women's life less because clearly it was God intended that she wasn't supposed to have children, right? She got married, her husband accepted her the way she was, he loved her that way, and they were planning to adopt a child. Lord and behold, about 3 years ago, she thought she was super sick. She was at work. She felt bad. Long story short, she goes to the hospital. She finds out she's pregnant and she had a miracle child, and she went her whole life. Do I think my cousin's life at 15 was less valuable or she had less of a purpose because she couldn't have children? No, I don't. My old boss, when I was actually in college, great lady, her and her husband decided that they never wanted to have children. Andy Frisella and his wife, billionaires, they're not going to have any children. And,
you know,
that's just the reality of a lot of people.
I grew up with my stepmom, who has been together with my father since I was about 7 years old. So my entire life, she had probably like five miscarriages. Like, she tried really hard to get pregnant and have a baby with my dad. And it just never worked out. And I will say this. The childless part isn't it. I think that every woman is going to be born with a maternal instinct. Not every woman is going to have the opportunity to bear her own children and share that instinct with those children. Mm-hmm. But I do think that women naturally, even the worst ones, when we're talking about like the Casey Anthony's of the world, but women will have a natural gravitation towards wanting to be maternal and wanting to be caregivers.
Yeah.
So even if you don't have children, maybe you work at a center with a lot of kids, maybe you have animals, maybe you adopt, you adopt, or maybe you care for senior people. There's a lot of different ways where a woman can express that maternal femininity. Right. And I think I don't think that
I don't think that's a purpose, though, because that was her question. That's more like that's within us. That's
that is within us. But I think it goes to the point where I know that there's a lot of women that are saying right now that they want to be childless. And my point to that is that I think that women that try to bury that maternal instinct doesn't necessarily have to be in burying a child, but women that try to bury that maternal instinct end up being significantly unhappier.
Yeah.
Because it is your natural energy to want to take care of something. So even if all you're doing is getting a dog or whatever.
Yeah, but a lot of those are like liberals, like liberal women who, for selfish reasons, don't want to have children.
Which is why they'll be unhappy.
A lot of these liberal women are now saying that they don't want to have children because of climate change. Because it's one more person who's going to take carbon, whatever, oxygen from Earth. And like, we're all going to die in 50 years. So why would I bring a child? There's actually people that have been brainwashed to think that way. There's also women who don't want to ruin their bodies. We can talk about the Kardashians as an example. There was no reason why Khloe Kardashian needed to have a surrogate for her second child. She's just a selfish rich women who literally can do what God intended her to do. And, you know, that's to me with the whole surrogacy thing, especially when you're still young and able to have a child.
Right.
Like, I know Kim allegedly had problems with her pregnancy. And by the way, it also happened to one of my friends. She has two kids. She had a last one, her second baby, about a year ago, and she can't have any more children. So for those people also, they'll say, well, women are supposed to have 10 and 12 and whatever. And like, no, they don't want to have more children. There's also issues sometimes when, if you do want to have more and the doctor literally tells you like, mama, you, that's it. Like, you, this is your last child because you have X, Y, and Z condition or whatever it is. And if you have another child, you risk the chance of literally dying.
Yeah.
So there, you know, there's a lot of these things, like we talked about it earlier, with all the shaming of women who are childless and they're putting off, and you're supposed to have, you know, child really early in your 20s. There's a famous TikToker, her name is Mia Dio. She stopped making content after she got into a relationship and she got tired of the content. And she was pretending, her role was a rich sugar baby, like how to be a sugar baby. The entire thing was a role. It wasn't like real, like, you know, it was funny. It was a skit. She's 21 years old. She just posted a video about 2 weeks ago of how she had a miscarriage at 21 years old with her boyfriend. So she was really excited to be a mom. Like, she wanted to be a mom. You know, this was a blessing for her. And at 21, she lost that baby. We have a friend who's 42, 43 years old, who just had her third child at home without any medicine, natural without birth, help, yeah, natural birth. She
looks fantastic. She looks fantastic. Back and looks better than she did before she had the
third.
It's
ridiculous
baby.
How skinny she is.
She looks great.
She looks great. And, you know, she already has kids, so she wasn't actually planning to have a third child, but God wanted her to have a third child. And she's literally twice as old as a 21-year-old who had a miscarriage. Right. So you really don't know what God has in store for you.
And but I do think that the maternal part, I do think that the maternal part is a very, it's just a very innate requirement that women have in order to feel fulfilled.
Yeah.
They need to be giving love to something. They need to be nurturing something.
Yeah. Well,
garden,
that's why,
an animal, whatever.
That's why women, like, you know, how like Disney princesses are always portrayed to like also be taking care of animals and stuff like that. Yeah. Like Cinderella with her little, and like Snow White.
Well, it's part of divine feminine energy.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Let's speak of not divine feminine energy. Let's talk about toxic feminine energy.
Yeah, let's do.
Everybody's least favorite person in the red pill that has no business being there. Not Caitlyn Jenner. Sorry, guys. Oh, our girl. Not our girl. Pearly Things. Miss Hannah Pearl Davis. Did we have another contribution on here that I forgot to say?
We'll do it after. We'll do it at the end. Yeah, that'd be better.
We'll get to you, Rob, but thank you. So Pearly says, so last week we told you how Pearly went on a binge saying that women over 22, that everybody that looks better, anybody who looks better in their 30s than they did in their 20s had to have been fat or ugly. Anyways, the internet's a meltdown because she loves feeding off the controversy. So now that she knows that she did something viral, she's going to do more of that. So Pearl has decided to double, triple, quadruple down and attack any woman. I'm hearing rumors now that it's any woman over the age of 21. Apparently, we start aging at 21, according
to she said to that, according to her, she says that she actually starts noticing women aging at 21 with visible smile lines and wrinkles, which is not the case for a lot of us. I'm just in shock. But the point is that she has doubled down on her attack and bullying of women. It's actually pretty sad, because what happens is that anybody who speaks against Pearl, it's a feminist. So if you don't agree or don't buy the entire Pearl package, what happens is you're now labeled as a feminist. And she's actually had a bunch of different fights with conservative women who are married, who have children. I will say, when she was trying to shame women for the age, it was pretty cringe to see older women trying to own her by posting pictures of themselves. There was even one that she was like topless, just holding her tits with like purple hair. Yes, I was like, what are you doing, lady?
Why do you do like, this to us? Why are you making us look like this?
So I think it's pretty cringe of women to do that, like, or show themselves. But there was a mom of an internet friend of mine, Bernadine Bluntney. She actually got married as a virgin at 18 years old because she met her husband at Bible study. So she got married at 18. She's only 32 years old and she has 5 children. So I think if anybody is going to speak about traditional marriages and, you know, being a virgin when you get married and having children, would be a person like that. So Bernadine responds back with like, this is me at 22 and this is me at 32. And like, you obviously there's a little bit of an age difference of a 22 year old person. Bernadine just gave birth to her 5th child less than 6 months ago.
She looks
beautiful. I mean, she still looks radiant and glowy and like, you know, a gorgeous girl, because she's naturally stunning. But Pearl had to say, well, you still look better at 22. And by the way, Bernadine wasn't trying to say that she looks better now. She never said that on her tweet. I wish we would have pulled it up. What she was trying to say is that there's not a lot of difference if you take care of yourself for 10 years. You really start noticing, I would say like 15 to 20 years. You obviously do not look like what you looked like when you were 15 years old or 20 years old. But a 10-year difference doesn't add up that much unless you don't take care of yourself. Correct. You're partying, you're eating like shit, you're smoking cigarettes, et cetera. So, but that was basically it. So Pearl doubles down and says, yes, 35-year-olds are uglier than 25-year-olds, right? It's an objective fact. I don't know why these women are getting pissed off. They're just seething because they want to stay forever young. At the same time, she's saying that any woman that does look better at 35 or over 30 means that she's done a bunch of cosmetic enhancements, that she doesn't know what these women look like because they have their eyebrows done, their teeth done, their BBLs or boobs, all these things, right? But here's the reality of the situation, so let me retract. I went on my Instagram story and I started saying like, well, Pearl is an attractive woman, so she's never going to peak. She's not going to peak at 18. She didn't peak at 15. She's not going to peak at 20, 25 or 35 because she's just not that attractive. And that's actually okay. Like if you, like God made you less attractive than other women. Okay. So now actually, you have to compensate with like better attributes, right?
Statistically, only 8% of the population is considered conventionally attractive. Only 8%, and less than 1% is considered amazingly good looking. For the sake of numbers, I know she loves her statistics so much.
Part of her argument is that even though she's 27, if there is a 38-year-old, I think she used Sarah Gonzalez from The Blaze. Sarah's probably not the best. She's more of a mom. She does look older. But she says a 35-year-old or a 38-year-old is still not going to beat me in the dating marketplace because I am 27. And for procreation purposes, I am more viable and more
fertile.
So here's the thing that, you know, she talks a lot, and the manosphere too is like all about statistics. 70% of women are whores, 30% are virgins, da 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 da. Like only 5% good. Here is unspoken stuff unspoken truths that they don't talk about. Men are visual creatures. period. They may not end up wifing the girl that they visually think it's attractive because they might not have access to her. You're not going to have access to a Pamela Anderson, what she looked like when she was on Baywatch, you know? You're not going to have access to, you know, Kim Kardashian when she was like 25 years old. So you're not going to end up with a girl. But the reality is that if a man walks into a bar, and I said this, I wish you would do a human experiment where you as a 27-year-old go to a bar, sit down by yourself, and then get a 35-year-old who's more attractive than you and sit her in the other side of the bar, put a bunch of single guys, and let's see how many approach you and how many approach her and how many of those guys end up approaching that older girl that you consider to be basically dead, and how many of those guys are going to take that girl out versus you, and if they're going to dump her, oh, you're 35, you're 38, never mind. I'm going to choose the less attractive girl because she's more fertile. What are the chances of a man doing that?
They're not. And which is a point that I've been talking to you all week about fertility, right? Men are attracted to fertile women. That is true. But it's not because they go up to them and ask them, how old are you? And then are instantly attracted because they find out that they are within a fertility age. There are physical attributes that a woman will carry when she is in peak fertility. You're going to have full hair. You're going to have glowing skin. You're going to have good gums. It's not just your teeth. It's your gum, right? Your gum health. You're going to have a smaller hip to waist ratio. All of these things are indicative of being that your fertility being higher. Usually when you're younger, these things are a given. And as you get older, they become harder to maintain or more people lose them. Granted. So it is true that you lose your fertility as you get older. But the only reason why men can tell, it's not because they're asking women what their age range is because there are physical cues that as women we carry when we are our most fertile. Here's the problem with Pearly. She don't have any of those things. Her hair is stringy. Her teeth are fucked up. Her skin is gross. She has the squarest body ever of life.
She looks like SpongeBob.
So none of the signs of true fertility vitality does Pearl carry. So with all due respect to Pearl, actually no due respect to Pearl because this is Pearl
She's
in her own
girl.
Words.
She's the
and to
girl.
My critics and detractors, yes, shaming is good for women. There's a reason women wear the latest trends. We want to fit in. Kevin Samuels did way more good because he did not change his tone and language to cater to women.
First of all, my favorite thing about Kevin Samuels is that he died alone. And his mistress or his girl was a fat girl, an overweight Latina that he basically
like a prostitute, middle model girl.
And after all the years of him calling black women fat and obese and telling them that they were twos and basically they had no chance at life, this guy literally dies out of a clot artery. I feel bad laughing, but it's just such an amazing ending.
No, it's just, it's very karmic. Like you spend your entire career telling people that they were fat. You died with a clogged artery because you couldn't handle having sex with your overweight, post-wall, multiple bodies girl that you were hooking up with. So there is something poetic about that. But Pearl doesn't mind being mean, so I don't care to be mean. There's nobody that, if people were not able to just Google Pearl, and they put Pearl next to somebody that takes care of themselves at 35, and they ask you which one of the two is 35 years old, many people would say that Pearl is a 35-year-old. Because, again, the physical cues that she gives off in her presence don't scream fertility and vitality.
They don't.
Which, again, if a woman, and this is where we go back to attractiveness, a 35-year-old woman, a 38-year-old woman, a 40-year-old woman can have those attributes if she's taking care of herself. And as long as she has those high fertility cues, small hip to waist ratio, the healthy hair, the healthy skin, blah, 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 which is clearly harder as you get older. But as long as you're maintaining those things, you will continue to be viable in the dating market because your physical cues continue to say viability and fertility. Pearl doesn't say any of those things.
Well, here's the thing too. Why is it okay for, you know, I posted this on my Instagram story. The meanest girls and the biggest bully to other women are unfortunate looking women who are bitter. Is that to say that every girl who's not a 10 or average or hotter is mean? No, there's a lot of amazing girls who, you know, they're just cute or they're just normal or they're maybe not even that attractive, but they're sweet people. They get married. They're feminine. There's no issues. They're funny. They do a lot other things that it's just not like, look at me, I'm hot. And that's all I have to offer. But here's the reality. when I say something about Pearl, which is objectively true, including the fact that she's not feminine and she's not attractive, all the men come at me. All of the men come at me to call me
you're bitter. Names,
that I'm bitter. That I am, I have a high body count, which by the way, they told my friends who married as virgins that they also had a high body count, which was hilarious. And I'm like, wait, so here's a double standard. A person, it's like the meanest girls are always less attractive and they're able to get away with bullying because they're less attractive. And by human nature, you feel bad for ugly things. Right? Is that why not liberals are so obsessed with the poor and they want to protect the poor and the illegals and all these people? Because you feel bad, right? But a girl, if a hotter girl says something about an uglier woman, you end up being the mean girl. And that is literally the double standard.
Yeah, the pretty girl. We've talked about pretty girl privilege and pretty girl curse.
Yeah.
And that's part of the pretty girl curse. Some unfortunate looking basic ass three can be mean and disgusting and horrible to you. And if you say anything to defend yourself, then why are you so nasty? You're such a mean girl. You're such whatever. And then you better not be like us where you're like top tier expert level troller, because then you can completely tear apart their narrative with one tweet and then somebody calls you a mean girl or you're the problem. Or why would you say that about Pearl? Girls are so mean to each other. Pearl is vicious. Yeah. I'm not mean to other women. I celebrate other women. I love other women, but Pearl is vicious. Let's talk about Pearl's hypocrisy. We've got this tweet here from Pearl. An old tweet from Pearl.
No, it's not old.
Is it? Oh.
It's not old.
Sorry. These men are not our friends. Men can and should look down on single mothers because it signals poor decision making. God can forgive your mistake, but men don't have to.
There was a single mom that I wanted her to come on the show when we had the panel. A few weeks ago, her name is Alyssa. She has a pretty big audience on TikTok, and she was a single mom. She became a single mom at 18 years old, moved to Miami, and she immediately met a great person who's her husband now, filthy rich. He just upgraded her ring from a 5-carat to a 7-carat, which I would be pretty uncomfortable wearing around in Miami unless I was like packing a gun. And she is a stay-at-home mom. She's taken care of probably for the rest of her life. The guy adopted her child. He has also an older child on his own, a teenager, and he's actually a really hot daddy, an older guy. I'm not sure why single mothers should look down upon. I was raised by a single mom, not by choice. My dad was pretty bad person. I've discussed it before. And, you know, my grandparents took us in and I grew up with my grandfather as like my dad. And a lot of women are not single moms by choice, right? Although I understand that there's a lot of women too that are just like, don't care, promiscuous and stuff like that.
But Pearl's entire argument is that if you're a single mom, it's your fault. There's no opportunity, right? Because you just picked poorly.
Yeah, but she also wants to make divorce illegal. And she also basically says that most women are just making up their sexual assault and the definition of domestic abuse. And
she also says that women don't actually believe in God, that when they go to church, they're just looking to trick men into believing that they're changed or born again. Mm-hmm. When in reality, they just hit the wall and they're trying to find a new way of scamming men. She's just a bitter, disgusting person. And I'm going to continue to point out to the person that says shaming works, because she does say that shaming works. To my detractors, shaming is good for women. Then, yeah. Also, a feminist. I don't care if she says the nice little words that tickle your ears. She's a business person. She's saying what you want to hear because you idiots pay her money.
Yeah.
So she's exactly the opposite of what the red pill says. She's 27 years old. She has no kids. She's not good looking. She's not married. She hasn't even had a relationship. She had one little boyfriend that she had, which by the way, had two kids of his own, was a whale and was not high value, was so broke that she had to move in into her parents' house. So where, like, I'm sorry, I'm a married woman. If I'm looking for advice on how to make my marriage better or how to be a better wife, I'm not going to Pearl's channel to look for dating
advice. I don't understand why it's okay for her to shame women, but it's not okay for me to shame her into looking better. I'm not making fun of you for being less attractive. I think you can look better. I think you should be able, I should be able to say that you should wear earrings in your profile picture. You clearly don't have any girlfriends, because if my girlfriend uploaded a picture on a channel that has 1.5 million people, I would literally call her and say, why did you upload a picture without earrings on, Photoshop them in your fucking face and your ears? Okay, let's start with that. Let's start with the way that she doesn't know how to dress herself, that a lot of times she's not well-groomed. She doesn't have her hair done. She was just in Piers Morgan. That's the best I've ever seen her. Her hair was straight. Clearly, they did her makeup natural, but very professional. She was well put together. That's how you need to look all the time if you want to talk about women that need to be more feminine and modest and fill this role in society, which, by the way, human experience is very interesting for both men and women, right? What men face will never be able to face, and vice versa. Men are never going to experience what it's like to be harassed by freaking construction workers, even if you're wearing like modest clothing, because men are just nasty like that. You're not going to experience, you know, being scared of being raped when you're getting out of a college campus at 8 o'clock at night. You're not going to experience not being taken seriously at a job setting, even if you don't agree, oh, this is why women shouldn't work. Well, guess what? A lot of women wouldn't want to work, but we live in a society with a single household income. It's just not possible for the majority of American families, right? Mm-hmm. So both parents have to work. I know the most Christian, most conservative men whose wives are working because they just simply can't afford to have not just be as a single income household. So there's a lot of, obviously we know, you know, entertainers are like that. A lot of these people are entertainers. A lot of these people need to, they understand what it's like to get views and controversies. And, you know, this is giving her a lot of clout. Obviously the men love it because that's who her advice goes to. That. It's not women. Women, there's nothing. Women look up to certain things, femininity. That's why women, when you were a little girl, you're looking at
what's
the Barbie.
What's this loser Dan saying that I shouldn't be talking? Why, Dan? Why? Because you think I'm ugly?
Who is that?
You think I'm ugly, Dan? Is that what it is? The woman on the left shouldn't be talking. Is it because you think I'm ugly? The lack of fucks that I give. She's when married. I have 2 carrots sitting on my finger and I'm 40 years old, almost about to be. I'm significantly older than Pearl. I haven't been in Who's the dating them? Market in a very long time. I know what it's like to walk into a room and be the mm-hmm. hottest room, the hottest girl in a room. So what I'm talking about is how I got a husband, how I have an actual husband, not like Pearl that shits on women all day long. I've seen women that you would probably consider a 3 or 2 in very happy, fulfilling marriages, sometimes even more than the hot girls. So Dan thinks that we're just shitting on Pearl because it's easy to discredit the red pill. No, it's actually really easy.
I don't see that though. Can you please show me?
Who, this nerd? This guy, Lux Hackstan. I don't know. Married woman on the left shouldn't be talking.
Why? Why can't she be talking? She's married. She has more experience than
significantly
Pearl.
More experience.
I don't
than
understand.
Pearl. I was able to land a man.
If anything, she should be talking. Why can't a married woman give her perspective on dating?
No, we should shut up and listen to Pearl because she tells you guys what you want to think.
Exactly,
yeah.
Childless, unfortunately, you're right. I'm going to consume. I'm going to feel. You know what it is? I saw a comment that was more, it was so heartbreaking to see, and I posted it on Twitter. It was a girl, and she said, you know, Pearl's channel is the reason why I'm giving up on dating. I'm a 3 out of 10. I've already had a failed marriage, and I'm just going to dedicate myself to taking care of the community or serving the community. And I thought that was so sad, because the reality is that even trans people are getting husbands.
Bro,
and
everybody gets husbands.
That is so sad. And that is why I'm for the right female empowerment, right? I'm not talking about the Beyonce, like who runs the world and you need to be a boss babe. But the reality is that at any age, you know, I'm not telling you wait till you're 50 to have kids and get married, but shit happens. Like, I just saw
maybe you TikTok. Weren't meant to get married, right. But you were-
I just saw a girl. She's like, I'm 26. I'm getting a divorce. I have 3 children. And this is the first paycheck that I get because I was a stay-at-home wife and my husband gave me everything. Another one of my followers, I show you Josie, beautiful, beautiful girl, got married to an older man, which is what they tell you to do. Get married to the older guy, have a secure future. Sure. Gets married to the older guy, 4 children. She's getting a divorce right now and she's 26 years old. Shit's going to happen. Life isn't guaranteed, right?
This guy in the comments
isn't guaranteed.
Just said you can't rate yourself. I agree. You can't rate yourself, but you also don't get to just rate other women that you don't have access to. So men like this guy, I don't even know what he's saying next, but they live under the delusion that because you see a lot of different women on the internet, that those are all options that are available to you.
They're not options.
And life doesn't work like that. Yeah. You can only date within the options that are available to you. And given the same statistics that the Red Pill shares, most men don't have options. Women do.
Yeah.
So you can only date based off the options that are available to you. So you can have a girl that's a 2 and is a virgin from a nice family and is very interested in you. And then you can have a 34-year-old woman with no kids that cooks a fucking mean meal and is great in fucking bed and takes care of you and gives you masajitos and coquillitas.
Yeah.
And because those are the only 2 options that are available to you, don't sit here and lie to me and tell me that you're going to pick the 2 virgin because you're not. You're going to date according to what is available to you. And a lot of you live under this delusion that you can say, oh, I would never marry Sofia Vergara because she's 21. Sofia Vergara isn't an option that you have available
to you. Right. Like today, some nerd was like, well, Melania Trump just looks like her face is like messed up now and all this stuff. I'm like, you don't have to worry about that. Like, you'll never have access to a superwoman. Like, you don't got to worry about Melania Trump being like too old for you, bro. She's a mom. She fucking backed a billionaire. She was first lady. Like, she's going to be okay, guy. So I think the hypocrisy comes. There's 2 things that I don't care how people feel. Number one is like, why are less attractive women allowed to bully hotter women, younger women, even if they're older? Why are less attractive women giving a pass when it comes to bullying and not a girl who's more attractive? The second thing, it's not about insulting Pearl. It's an objective fact. Just like it's an objective fact that younger women are hotter or more attractive because of their youth, that have collagen and all these things. It's also an objective fact that Pearl's not that attractive and that she could look better. Am I wrong? Is this not an objective fact, or is this an attack?
Oh, no, it's an objective fact. But again, it's like you can't point out the fact that Pearl really goes on the internet, says things like this, and then you've got incels on the internet calling us ugly because we say and call out the reality, which is that Pearl's 26 years old and she should be at her fucking peak and she's gross as fuck, bro. Like, I don't know what to fucking tell you. I sure as shit. You want me to tell you what I was doing at 26 years old? I was in print modeling. So you can sit here and say I'm ugly. At the end of the day, Pearl's never had that experience. And this is the reality.
This is the reality of situation.
Pearl es fea. ¿Qué se va a decir? And she's too ugly to have that kind of opinion. But as long as there's incels on the internet willing to tell her that she's a 10 and willing to give up their money to hype her up.
I've seen that she's an 8.5
willing
or 9.
To give her money to hype her up, then, you know, she's going to continue to do and say things like this because it works. Let's move on to the final and last topic, which is there is trouble in gay paradise.
There is trouble in gay paradise, my friends. As you know, we're not really fans of gays against groomers. We had a fallout and they are just nasty, nasty people. But long story short is that last week, Ron DeSantis's campaign, actually the last day of Pride, which I think was Friday, they launched an attack ad on Donald Trump, basically saying that Donald Trump was too pro-LGBT, and that he was the reason or one of the reasons why the transgender ideology is injected into the mainstream. Yeah. So if you haven't been keeping up, because it's a long trajectory of what's happened with the DeSantis campaign, pretty much they're trying to attack Trump from the right. They're trying to appear to be the more authoritarian. We're gonna, you know, we're fighting the woke. We don't care about gay people. We don't care about transgender people. You know, even though they have a lot of gay individuals, including Jamie, the founder of Gays Against Groomers, who supports, who turned on Donald Trump, turned on his supporters, turned on all of us, like a vicious, unhinged lesbian that she is, and started attacking a lot of us. And so the reality is that in leaked tapes, the DeSantis campaign said, we're going to appear to hit Trump from the right for the primaries. But in the event that Ron DeSantis does win, we're obviously going to be in the middle and we're going to be more moderate. So he puts out that ad. They put out the ad. It self-explodes because self-imploding campaign, because everybody was like, what the hell is wrong with you? I wish we would have put up
it
the
was
ad.
A truly
I'm sure you guys could have seen it.
It was. I think that the part that was most disturbing is that they took pieces from Trump's speech after the Pulse nightclub shooting, where he makes a comment like, I'm going to stand with the LGBT community as a Floridian, as someone who knew people that were at Pulse nightclub the night of the shooting. We lost 50 people. We had, you know, there's men that actually survived that, that turned their life to God after experiencing that. And Donald Trump said, I'm going to take care of the, I'm going to protect the LGBT community. He never passed any policies that gave them any kind of special privileges. If anything, he took them away when he repealed Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And when he repealed Obama's legacy that let men use women's bathroom. Trump didn't do anything policy-wise that gave gays some kind of superiority, legality, power. He treated them like human beings, just like he treated Latinos like human beings, Blacks like human beings. And to have the DeSantis campaign use that clip and make it sound like, oh, well, he's the most pro-gay president, okay? And I thought that this was anti-groomer. I thought that this was anti the gay indoctrination. I thought that this was against that thing. I didn't realize that we're going to start condemning people for simply knowing people that are gay, which is what it's come down to. So it's really caused a division.
Ron DeSantis doubled down and basically said that it was okay because it was a lot of controversy and a lot of, you know, Republican gays came out and said, this is a horrific act. It's completely unnecessary. It's very divisive. And one of those people was Caitlyn Jenner. And when Caitlyn Jenner started talking about the ad, she also mentioned Jamie, which is Gays Against Groomers. And she said, you know, Jamie approached me a few months ago. She wanted Gays Against Groomers and my organization, I don't know the name of the organizations, to merge together on some sort of program or some advertising. And I basically had to decline because Jamie is viciously attacking Trump and Trump supporters. And so I don't want to be associated with Gays Against Groomers. So that ended up in an insane drama where then Jamie from Gays Against Groomers started attacking Caitlyn Jenner, saying that that he needed to give back the women of the
she started I guess the women of the year award or something, by Vogue or something, as women of the year that she came out. So she keeps on telling her, give up the women of the year award, give up the women of the year award. Here's the thing, like the fight in itself is petty and she's taking really personal shots at Caitlyn Jenner. But the part that's really frustrating is the following. Jamie made a lot of money while she was supporting President Trump. And when he was hosting gay events at the White House and when he was holding up the gay flag and when he was encouraging other gay content creators and when he hired her to work for his campaign, she loved the fact that she felt so welcome in MAGA.
Right. She loved that. She designed the RNC logo for the 2020 RNC logo, which at the time, she was actually still working for liberals. So she didn't even want to put that in her portfolio because she knew that she would be canceled. Yeah. So this whole time, Jamie was actually catering to liberal, her liberal employees while making money off of Trump merch, and then decided to go rogue and just hate all of us. But with that being said, now Jamie is attacking Caitlyn Jenner. DeSantis is saying that it was actually Trump that injected gender ideology into the mainstream because 12 years ago, I guess when he still owned the Miss Universe pageants, they'd ask him a question about should
he let a man I guess years ago.
Years ago,
they
yeah.
had a man
in Canada
perform in the,
right.
in the thing.
And so our friend, Brokeback Patriot, David Leatherwood, who was he was trying to stay very neutral through this entire civil war between DeSantis and Trump. He just quit Gays Against Groomers, and he went on Twitter and said, "I'm leaving Gays Against Groomers. Nothing personal. I wish them well. They're a great organization, and I'll still fight for children. But the reality is that I don't want to be associated with anything to do with the DeSantis campaign, who's clearly homophobic, who clearly can't differentiate between normal gay people and radical LGBT members who are trying to, you know, groom children and whatnot." And so Caitlyn Jenner bodied him in the comments and said, "This is not what you sent," basically saying that there was more to the story. Believing Gays Against Groomers, because the founder, Jamie, is extremely pro-DeSantis, and I can't be associated with them in any way. So that is the trouble in gay paradise.
There is trouble in gay paradise, and that story continues to develop. Let's just take a last minute before we wrap up, guys, to give a couple of shout outs to these last contributions that came through. Our boy Robert Lee: "Working for the government, I have seen a lot. I agree, when a woman is the breadwinner and the man is living off of her, it creates an imbalance." He also said, "Seeing the bullshit that I see on a daily basis, I want you ladies to be hypergamous." Thank you, Rob, for always taking care of us. Charday says, "Love you guys. Thank you. We love you too." Erica Thomas came through with a donation. And our boy Kenneth, who kept the conversation going today. We really appreciate you, Kenneth. I think you and I have maybe disagreed a few times in the comment section or whatnot, but I appreciate your input and you being here with us. Guys, that's going to be the end of our show. Please check us out at lativaplus.com
for additional content.
Mostly Peaceful Latinas will be having our after hours show, if you will.
We'll have 30 minutes. It'll be uploaded, I think, by tomorrow.
Completely different news than what we covered here today. So it'll give you guys an opportunity to check out our content. Some stuff will be a lot more pop culture, a lot more stuff dedicated here to what we do. But check out Lativa Plus Network it's a streaming service for Latinos to get you, the Spanish speakers, away from the Univisions and the Telemundos and really open up a new place for people to go out there and truly find information from all spectrums, right, left, without true censorship on Lativa Plus. And we're so proud to be working with them. And thank you guys again for sticking it out with us. Check out our other sponsors, SentryH2O.com, for those water filters. And we will see you guys next week.
Bye, guys.